and I had like 600, maybe 700 bobbins to look after, three or four sides. So if one went doffed off, stopped, then you'd have to get it going, tie a knot, thread it through and tie a knot and get, turn an handle down to keep it going. Because if you didn't, you'd end up with different sizes. So you could take them all off and they'd be the same thickness and they'd go into a cart and they'd go elsewhere to be something else done to them. We got paid weekly and we got paid on how much you produced. Say if your bobbins were stowed, you weren't going to be making any money. Couldn't say, right, I'm going for my dinner break now, I'll be back. You had to sit there and make sure that they all filled up because it was your wage. If you didn't do that, then you didn't get a wage. What called piecework. Kept the machinery going constant. It were always going. It were never stood. So when I left, there was someone to take over me. And sometimes you'd go and it were a mess. They hadn't done what they were supposed to do, so you had to clean up and start and pick up from where they left off. So if there were some carts that were left over or half at bobbins, and sometimes if they got stuck in the, yeah, if they weren't going onto the bobbin properly, you'd have like snags and it'd cause problems when it went to the next job. So they'd have to get a Stanley knife and cut it off the bobbin. So if you become you came with a cart of bobbins for you to use, some of them still had the wool on and you had to get a Stanley knife, cut it off so that you could use it for the next, for your job. So it was a constant, you were like inside of a clock. If your little cog didn't work, the whole lot would go. You couldn't just think, well, that's just dropped. I'll leave it 2 minutes because that 2 minutes is making such a difference.